Welcome back for another season of Classroom Radio. I'm Mr. Reynoso, and welcome to episode 48. And of course, we have the world's best looking studio audience, the class of 2023 here. So give yourselves another round. All right, so we have three guests today. We had a number of students who had volunteered, but I've picked three. I've got Caitlin, I've got Alex, and I've got Eli here, members of the class of 2023. Caitlin, how are you? And once again, keep in mind, it's just an iPad, no fancy recording equipment. So if anything, it's a lesson that anyone can do this. Because I'm not very technologically savvy, and all I have is an iPad, but anyone can do it. Anyone can do a podcast. So, Caitlin, how are you?
Good.
Right. Alex, how are you doing?
Fine.
Both of you are SLE award winners, the first ones of the class of 2023. And did you enjoy your stinky sticker?
Yes.
Good, there you go. Well, see, some eighth graders are too cool for the stinky stickers. And if anyone in here is too cool for the stinky sticker, too bad. I'm going to put them on all your SLEs. I might put them on tests every now and then. And we have one member of our panel who unfortunately was not an SLE winner yet. And I stress the word yet. Eli, how are you today?
Good.
All right. So I like to do this organically. It's just a conversation. There's no list of questions. I have no idea where this is going to go. It could be the best podcast ever, or it could be the second best podcast ever.
Those are
the only two options we're going to go for. So the title of this podcast is Who Are You? And so it takes a while for teachers to get to know their class. It takes a while for the class to get to know their teacher, different personalities. I think my personality is a little different than the teacher you had last year, and probably a little different than the teacher you had the year before. So, Eli, what year was your first year at St. Francis?
TK.
Wow. In for the long haul. Alex, how about you?
Second grade,
all right.
Kindergarten.
Wow, so we got some veterans here. All right, good. No, that's a good one. So you're the expert on the class. Eli, you're the expert on the class of 2023 since you've been here since TK. Now, have there been students who have come and gone from this group?
Yeah.
Okay. So, if you had to describe, in a couple of words, who is the class of 2023? What kind of students are they?
Good.
Explain good. Now, explain. Now, just by a show of hands, studio audience, how many of you would say the word good is a good description of you guys? Yeah, I got a couple of, we got some of those shaky hands, you know, where they go, me, 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 that's like non-committal hands. So when you say good, what aspects do you mean?
Like, we're not a bad class.
That's a great answer. Behavior-wise, would you say?
Yeah.
Okay, so in your opinion, you're a good group of people, good people. So a lot of friends in the class?
Yeah.
Okay. Not to think. All right. How about you, Alex? Let's go to you. How would you describe the class of 2023? You've been here since second grade, so that's a long time.
Very exuberant.
Exuberant. How so? Explain that. That's a great word.
They talk all the time.
Is that a bad thing?
Not all the time.
What did you? Earlier, I said that you received an SLE. Essentially, you got an SLE for talking.
Yeah.
Sometimes people get citations for talking. So, they're very talkative. I would imagine that's a good thing and a bad thing. In your opinion, good thing or a bad thing?
Probably a bad thing.
Really? Okay. Well, I haven't had so much of an issue with it.
Not yet.
I would personally, Alex, personally for me, as a teacher, it's easier for me to say, hey, let's keep it down now. Help out. Stop talking. Than it is to say, come on, you guys, let's talk. Let's share ideas. You know, it's like pulling teeth sometimes with some classes to get them to participate and talk. So it's easier for me to tell you, be quiet. Right now is not the time. So it's easier for me to do that than to try and inspire someone to have the courage to speak up. So don't let. Would you say talkative is a good word to describe this class?
Very
much so. All right, so don't think of it so much as a negative thing. Now, some teachers some teacher personalities, they would rather that you stay quiet and listen, whatever, you know. Again, the motorcycle. There's been like a, I don't know if there's a motorcycle convention. Perfect title. I don't know if there's a, and who knows what that's going to sound like on the podcast. There's like, did someone break wind? No, it's just motorcycles. All right. Caitlin, how would you describe the class of 2023?
I'd have to agree with Alex. We're very loud. Oh, boisterous bunch of kids.
Boisterous, exuberant, and good. I like that. I like that.
I'd also venture to say that we're very diverse group of kids.
Can you explain that? With the gentle sound of motorcycles in the background. How would you, when you say diverse, what do you mean?
There's a lot of different loud personalities in here.
Let's take the word loud out of that.
Okay. There are a lot of very different personalities in here, with very different opinions and individual ideals, and everyone is very individual.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well,
I wish this was a video podcast just to see everyone's faces. Oh, well. In my opinion, when I hear things like that's a good thing. I'd rather have a group of diverse personalities rather than 35 students who act exactly the same and whatnot. It's kind of weird. It's like sometimes the more, in my experience of teaching, when I have a group of students, whether they were second graders, fourth graders, or eighth graders, when they're diverse personalities, they tend to be more united as a group. And when it's kind of this weird balance. It's like you've got 35 different personalities, but as a group, they're very united. And I've had other times where most of their personalities are pretty similar in line, and those classes tend to have more cliques. Like, this is one group of friends, this is one group, they never mix, they never hang out, these two have been in the same grade for 10 years and they've never spoken to each other, you know, that kind of thing. That's just been one of my experiences. So that'll be interesting to see how well this class, if they're more unified or, you know, broken up into groups, into cliques. Not that that's a bad thing. All right, so I'm getting to know you, you're getting to know me. And please don't worry, my feelings, well, you'll hurt my feelings, but I won't hold this against you when it comes to report card time. What are your opinions so far of your eighth grade teacher so far? Now keep in mind, don't worry, this is not affecting your grades. Yet.
Okay. I think that our eighth grade teacher is fun.
Fun? Okay, a questioning look. Alex, how about you? Strict?
No.
I don't let you play around in class. I don't let you sit wherever you want. All right, yeah. Well, I have to do that. I have to do that to get you ready. What's your take on me? Like, if somebody says, what's Mr. Reynoso like? Now I'm not doing this fishing for compliments. I'm not saying, say something nice, kid, we're recording this. I want to know what you picked up from me so far. What you've learned from me. What you've learned about me so far. If someone said, hey, so what's Mr. Reynoso like as a teacher?
So I would say that you're very fun.
Oh. What makes it fun? I'm always telling you to stop doing things. Sorry to Alex's folks who are listening. What makes it fun? What am I doing that's fun? Because I want to know. So I want to keep doing it and maybe sometimes pull back on that a little.
So, like, how you come down to our level and be a kid, like how you put scented stickers on our SLE awards.
Scented stickers are
so you're saying I'm immature. So you're saying I'm immature.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I'm messing with you. All right, Eli, how about you? What have you learned about me so far? Someone says, hey, Eli, what's Mr. Reynoso like?
Yeah, very funny.
Funny. Okay. I'm trying my best to be the grouchy old teacher here. There was one point in my career where I was the young, cool teacher here. I was the only one in their 20s. Now I'm like one of the oldest teachers here. And I've been teaching here for a long time. So it's like, I really want to be that old, grouchy teacher.
You ever
see the movie Up?
Oh.
Yeah.
Remember the old guy?
Yeah.
The old guy, ever notice I try and dress like him all the time? Suspenders, bow ties, glasses. Now it's clicking. Now it's clicking. That's who I try. I want to be that guy. I want to be, is it Carl?
No, I think that's the kid. It might be Carl, though. I don't know if it's Carl.
All right, either way, I'll have to rewatch Up in a little bit. So, all right, so here we are, beginning of eighth grade. Who are you? You guys let me know, kind of know who, what you're like. I want you to think about an accomplishment. What would you like to accomplish this year in eighth grade? It could be a huge thing or just some little thing that you'd like to accomplish. Now, I know that that some of you are already involved in choir, so stepping out of your comfort zone. Whether it could be doing things like choir, drama, or athletics, or even student government, or starting your own club. Is there something you want to try and accomplish this year? Caitlin, how about you? We'll start with you. We're going to go round robin on this question.
I think it'd probably be harder to say what I don't want to accomplish this year, because there's a lot to do in eighth grade right before going off to high school.
Okay, then what don't you want to accomplish?
What don't I want to accomplish? Well,
that sounds weird. What don't you want? What do you want to make sure not to fall into? What trap do you want to make sure not to fall into?
Well, we were discussing the doldrums in literature, which is basically just, you know, where you kind of get if you're not paying attention, you're not really thinking. That is definitely something I'd like to avoid this year.
Okay.
I think that...
Me too.
I think that this year should be a very productive year for me.
Okay. Well, that's a great goal. How about you, Alex? Is something, a goal you want to set for yourself for eighth grade? We're still at the beginning stages of eighth grade.
To have a fun time, not to do bad in school.
I'll be there to let you know when you're slipping, man.
To have fun, like I'm joining the choir, doing my own club.
You're going to start, that's going to be my next question. If you start a club, what will it be? That'll be my next question, so don't answer that one just yet. So being more involved in your school community.
Joining the golf team, yeah.
Okay, awesome. How about you, Eli? Is there anything you want to try and accomplish this year?
I just want to get good grades, and I want to do some more sports. I'm already doing soccer,
So are you involved in athletics? Were you involved last year in any athletics here?
No.
Are you going to try this year?
Probably.
Which sport might you try?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay. Are you into basketball? Doesn't matter if you're into it. I should ask, would you play basketball?
I could.
Okay. There you go. That's a great answer. How about football?
You already started.
Volleyball? Cross country? Track?
Probably.
Backgammon.
Golf.
No. Anyway. All right. Let's wrap it up. Let's talk about clubs. Clubs are one of the fun things. And next week we've got Jesuit and St. Francis coming to visit us. And they're going to talk to you about starting clubs and how there's all these clubs at their school. So I want you to think about if you could start a club at St. Francis. Now, for some of you, this might be a two-layered question. A club you are going to start and one that you might want to think about today. You could think about starting. So we'll go right down the line of our panel. Caitlin, clubs that you could start or that you're considering starting?
Well, I suppose I've already kind of started a club.
Yeah, we started
okay.
Alex.
And what is the club? Now, for those of you at home who didn't hear it, that was Dungeons. So tell us about the Dungeons Wahaha Club.
The Dungeons Wahaha Club is
that's just gonna be the new name of it.
Yeah, precisely. Okay. It's where we play Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay. We haven't had one of those in a while. We had one a couple years ago, but it's been a while.
I introduced the concept to my brother, and he immediately called me a nerd.
All right. Let me tell you one thing. In my book, the words nerd and geek are compliments.
I've heard that twice today.
Yeah, so. I've nerds and geeks. So. I love it. Everyone should embrace their inner nerd and their inner geek. Be nerdy about it. I'm nerdy and geeky about pro wrestling. I'm nerdy and geeky about horror movies and the paranormal and all that fun stuff. So that's never an insult. So if anyone here ever calls anyone a nerd or a geek, the proper response is, thank you. Okay. So you got the Dungeons and Dragons Club. Any club that you might, another club you may, that you would consider starting?
Probably not this year because I feel like I've got a lot going on already.
Okay.
I think if like one of my friends started a club that I was interested in, I'd probably join in anyways.
Okay.
So
let you, Alex. Now, am I correct in assuming you were also involved in the Dungeons and Dragons Club?
No, the Dungeons and Brouhaha Club.
I like that, the Dungeons and the Brouhaha Club. All right. Are you involved in that?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you thinking about starting anything else, or you just want to keep it to that?
No.
That's a great club. That's a great idea. Eli, into Dungeons and Dragons?
I've never played it, but I kind of want
to. Well, you can start.
There you go.
With
I think club. I think we have a, if there's a club here, that'd be a great thing. Any what are some things that you're into that you could start a club about?
There used to be a chess club that was fun.
Chess? I can't play chess. I'm horrible at chess. I've had students try to teach me how to play chess numerous times. I'm not very good at it. So you'd probably have a lot of fun playing against me in chess as you've always been. All right. Well, any closing? What would be fun is if, like, towards the end of the year, we go back and listen to this episode. So, all right, this is going to be a weird, like I said, organic. This just popped in my head. I want you to think of a message that you will say to the May 19th version of you. And for those of you listening, the millions and millions of listeners, on May 19th, the class of 2023 will be graduating. So I want you to think of a message, just a sentence of something that you can say to future you. All right, think of that sentence. Caitlin, you're up. A message to May 19th, 2023, Caitlin. What are you going to tell yourself?
Is there like a word limit?
Let's keep it to a sentence, okay? It's almost 2 o'clock, and I do want to dismiss the class eventually.
Okay, hello? How you doing? All right,
perfect. Hello, how you doing? And we'll hopefully answer. Alex, any message for future Alex?
You guys, I'm speaking for the entire class. You guys got this. You totally got into the high school you wanted in. You definitely got that.
There you go. I love it. Eli, a message to future Eli.
Hello. You better have gotten good grades.
I might be playing this episode a couple times throughout the year for you, whenever you're slipping up. Eli, listen to what you told yourself. All right, good. I love how each of you started, hello. And, you know, you're a very polite class. All right, studio audience, I'm going to give you about 5 seconds to give a message to your future self. And go.
Don't smile.
Go. All right, so did you guys get that? You get all that? All right, listen to that. This has been episode 48. Who are you? This is the class of 2023. This has been a pleasure to be here. This has been Caitlin, Alex, Eli, Mr. Reynoso, and the best darn looking studio audience in the whole world.